about your home in Europe. What kind of a home did you live?
Well, we were originally, we were seven children. Two daughters and five brothers. In fact, the five brothers were all in the United States after that. My mother was in the United States of America.
Did you live in a village or a small town?
We had a small, we had our own home in a small town.
Bedard.
And,
Come to be Bedard.
It's the name of the town is Knyazhe.
Knyazhe?
Knyazhe, that's the small name of the town. That's the bigger town next to it is called Kazapoli, you know. Well, that's what he was facing.
What kind of a house was it? A brick house or a, what kind of a house was it?
That's what I can imagine. I don't think there was any brick houses.
No, there were wooden houses.
I don't think there was any brick houses at that time.
How long did you live in your house?
At where?
Where you were living in Thomas Bedard in Knyazhe.
Oh, it's a good many years.
You remember how many years?
Well, the oldest, the only I know that, we had a sister. My oldest brother was here in the United States. He died a couple of years ago. He was 82. There was an older sister that.
Just one dad? One brother dead?
No, I'm the only one left.
The only one living?
The only one living.
My goodness.
I'm the only one living.
Six dead. Oh, my goodness. You're a young man. 74 is young.
My oldest sister lived in Europe. The only one was left in Europe. My sister was left in Europe. And
she died.
Yeah.
What kind of work did you do when you were in Europe?
Well, I wasn't. I was a young fellow yet when I came to America.
How old were you when you came to America?
Probably about 14, 15.
Oh, you came to work to American
things? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody has that.
What were the languages spoken in your home? English and Yiddish?
No, Yiddish.
Just Yiddish. No English?
No.
Any Russian?
Russian,
like?
Russian people.
What kind of schooling did you have? Not very much, sir.
Well, mostly.
You went to Tatum.
Yeah, I didn't have Russian.
Did you go to grade, eighth grade or anything? No schooling of any kind?
No, I think it was in Evo,
What was your synagogue like? Was it a big building, a small building?
The synagogue was a pretty fair-sized building. Mm-hmm. It was a Orthodox. All Orthodox.
Mm-hmm. What were your relations with the non-Jewish people in your community? Did you ever know any of them? Were you in good relationship with them?
Oh, we had relations.
Now, the men anti-Semitic, or were they friendly? Were they really non-friendly? What happened?
Well, all friendly. It was a small town.
Yes.
And it was all friendly.
Well, everybody got along with each other. Any political organizations like the Zionists, the Bund, the Socialists, the Labor Unions?
Before I came here?
Yes.
No, I don't.
None.
No.
Mm-hmm. What about your father? Did he belong to any organization?
There was no such thing.
They didn't have any.
No, the only thing they were really a member of from the synagogue,
You were just a member of the synagogue, that's all.
There was no organization in that.
None at all.
Yeah, it's about 60 years ago. Mm-hmm. No organization.
What was the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews? What were they like to you? Were they good to the Jews?
Well, we didn't have too much. We didn't know that it was not.
No problem. What do you think of America at this time? What did you think of it when you came here?
When I came here? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. I saw a lot, for my brother that they came to America.
You worked for your brother.
Brother.
Yes, what do you think of America at this time? Do you think it was a good place?
He had a lot of friends here. In fact, these friends, he got me a job in the Western job right away.
Mm-hmm. Why did you leave the country in which you were born?
Well, there was no... There was no, what I was going to say.
No chance for advancement?
No chance for advancement. Well, just to get away from, get something in advancement, you know. Because there's nothing in Europe that to learn, like I said, there was no, there no, like you say, college or just.
Did you have a definite destination? Yes, your brother
was looking for it.
Were you part of a group traveling together?
Yes.
What did you come? Whom did you come with?
Well, I.
You didn't know that.
No.
How did you travel?
By boat.
Oh, you came by boat.
Oh, yeah.
Any organization, any individual? Did your brother meet you? What objects or papers did you bring with you to the United States? Did you bring any money with you? Very little. Same as it was in Europe.
Yeah. Well, I could say, original name is B-E-G-L-E-R.
Original name is Bagel.
Yeah, Bagel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you that.
Well, that's all right. And change it to Bigler.
I change it to Bigler.
What first impressed you when you got to the United States? What did you like about it?
That is what you're asking correctly. My mind is...
What first impressed you when you arrived in Pittsburgh, though?
Well, the family that he had.
Did you see any steel mills?
And steel mills. Oh, sure, I went to work in Westinghouse. Well, Pittsburgh was not very much built up. Much been built up since I came here. There was nothing like it.
Anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years you were here?
No, I couldn't say that.
Right. You liked it here.
Oh.
Was there any point during the first 5 years when you felt unjustly treated because you were an immigrant? Did you feel bad that you were an immigrant?
No, I didn't.
Having lived in the United States for 5 years, do you feel that you had accomplished or would eventually accomplish your goal in coming years?
Well, I accomplished it. I have a business. I built myself a home. And just like I told you, if it wasn't for this $1 being sick, everything would have been nothing finer, but that's the way it has to go.
First home in Pittsburgh, what was it like? The neighborhood? With whom did you live?
Well, I lived in.
In Wilkinsburg?
Not in Wilkinsburg. I got a room in Vine Street.
Where?
On Vine Street, yeah.
Yeah. What's like?
Well, it.
Was it a nice, clean home?
To keep a clean home.
Were there many rumors there?
Yes, well, they have their own children. Mm-hmm. And I think you had a second brother that came here. He also lived with me there.
Your own brother?
Yeah.
Wasn't that nice?
About 3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. If it was your own home or apartment, how did you get it now? What did you do when you first came to this country?
I got a job in Westinghouse.
As what?
As a common laborer. I see. Why else can you get a job?
That's right. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Where, how did you get your training for this work? Didn't have any.
No, there was no training necessary. whatever they tell you to do, work is sure.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work did you do when you first came to Pittsburgh? Labor.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think it was about $15 a week or something like that.
A lot of money at that time.
12 or 15.
What were your hours?
Oh, I was not well.
9 to 5?
No.
So what time?
About 6 in the morning.
Oh, my. 6 in the morning till?
About 6, 7 in the evening.
Oh, my. Did you work on Saturdays and Jewish holidays?
Yes, I did.
You did. How long did you remain at this work?
Oh, I worked there about 2 years. I worked there.
2 years. Mm-hmm. Did you belong to any kind of trade union?
No.
None at all. I said.
You mean that person is not on the
I was all right. What became of your life work?
Well, I quit there and I went up paddling, you know.
Yeah, but you weren't allowed that. You were in business, yet. What
yeah,
did you like
doing? Business later on, I was doing it.
But you were a peddler first.
Paddling.
What did you peddle?
Dry goods. And one day I came in to buy goods there, and there was a man there from Washington, PA. And he sat on the menu like the way you talk to him. And he asked me to give me a job, you know. And he bought my merchandise off of me, and he gave me a job.
That's wonderful.
I went to work for him and Washington, PA.
Mm-hmm.
And lived with him, you know, for 2 years.
What kind of business did you go into? What was the kind of business you went into afterwards?
That was a dry goods.
I worked for him,
and then worked for him for 2 years.
Yeah.
And another the neighbors there from neighbors came around there and they took me away from him.
Oh.
It was a shoe store.
Yeah.
He had a shoe store.
But eventually you went into the dry goods business yourself.
No, I didn't. Never went into dry goods.
I worked
for him. Then I went to work for a man, another man, in the shoe business.
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 years I worked there. And then I went moving from the town.
Mm-hmm. If you could live this part of your life over, what kind of work would you go into?
The what?
If you could live your life over again, what kind of work would you go into?
What? At the present time, you know, I'd go back into the clothes business. But at the present time, the clothes business is not what it used to be.
What schooling did you have in Pittsburgh? Did you go to night school?
Well, night school, yeah.
Where did you go to night school, remember? Was it Miller School, or was it any of the high schools?
Well,
how did you learn to speak English?
How did I learn?
Yes.
Well, mostly from going to school and talking to different people.
And you learned to write English at the same time?
Yes.
How classmates teach you? Did you see any of them socially? Did you go out with them at all?
Did who?
Did your Gentile classmates, how did they teach you? Did you speak to
them?
Did you go out with them to their home? Did you go to their home?
No, never went to their home. He was an Orthodox Christian.
He
came to the Rams and had crosses and all that. And then, you know, you saw that religious and you don't.
You're a man of my own heart.
Did
you go to Hader Hebrew School after regular school hours? Did you go to Hader? You did?
Not in the United States.
Not in the United States. Oh. You went to Europe, though. You went to Europe.
Yeah.
Did you like music?
Yes, certainly. Not too crazy about it.
Did you play a musical instrument of any kind?
No, never did.
Did you go to the operas and the concerts?
Oh, I used to go to that. I used to go to the operas and concerts.
Did you go to the Woody Theater or the other theater? Where'd you go? There was a Miller Street, do you remember? Downtown?
Downtown, yeah, that theater was in the Woody from downtown. Look, you didn't have that one. Yeah, Miller Street, yeah.
Did you attend lectures of any kind? Where'd you go, do you remember? Did the Carnegie Lecture Hall, did they have those? Was the Carnegie Lecture Hall open at
that
time?
It wasn't Carnegie's lecture hall, but it was in the book.
Where was that? Do you remember what street? Library in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I used to get a lot of these pictures.
Good. Where'd you go? Was that in Oakland?
It was in Oakland, yeah.
What Pittsburgh newspapers did you read?
Well, mostly Yiddish papers.
What about English papers, American papers?
I used to
Do you know what name of the paper was at the time? In the United States, did you think yourself as a religious person? Were you religious?
Oh.
In what ways were you religious?
Well, I know that that world I wouldn't even pray in place. And if I went into the restaurant, I wouldn't eat the same, and I know that the truck that I was eating, and I was living like in Grand Missoula, and of course, but I was in business, and couldn't find the bank, you see. I used to get up.
And one of your religious practices during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
No, I didn't.
Did you attend a synagogue here in Pittsburgh? Which one? And where was it? Bethlehem? Did you carry on any observances in your home? Did your wife light candles on Friday and so on?
Well, we did right after we were married. Got married in 1990.
Did you experience any change in health due to the climate or the food that you ate when you first came to Pittsburgh? Did you, was your health good? What were the first organizations you belonged to? Synagogue, Talmud Torah, Zionist group, the labor group, and so forth?
I belong to the Outfellows since 1920. Well, my brother died in 1920.
Did you belong to any Zionist group? Over here? No Zionist, no Talmud Torah, no labor group, no socialist, just belong to the
Outfellows. I didn't have time.
Yeah, I didn't have time.
Put the work in the morning, and when I was in Wilson Park, my brother.
Did you belong to any organization or charity? Did you have any fish of any kind?
Oh, the fish.
Did you contribute any other way? Did you give any other charity?
Well,
I know what you did to, remember? Do you remember at that time? Well, did you go to have a good time? Did you go with your husband? What did your wife?
Well, I went.
Where'd you go? Remember where you went?
Went to Atlantic City.
Oh, you went to Atlantic City. Huh? Everybody went to Atlantic City. Did you go with friends at the same time?
No, just the wife and I. Of course, we met some friends over there. I wouldn't go.
Did you participate in any sports at this time? Did you attend any sporting events? Did you go to any of the games or so on? Did that help you in any way if you went?
I used to go to the baseball game.
Baseball?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you know of the YMCA? Did it ever help you?
I belonged to the YMCA for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other non-Jewish agencies that helped you adjust? Did you belong to any other ones? Any other lifestyles you belonged to?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't an agency, of course.
Well, we belong to the Art Folks. We have a Jewish organization.
Oh, I see.
It's all over
your country,
States.
Yes.
The judge of South Fair last week up there.
Oh.
Yeah, we have all the guys come in.
I know. I know.
One of our members is leaving Pittsburgh. He's moving out, so he's going to get married. First wife died.
Oh.
He met the woman, you know, and he's going to get married. He's moving away to Florida.
Oh, nice.
So he's moving away altogether.
Oh, nice.
So we invited some of these friends that we used to go, you know, and that's how he knows a lot of the Gentiles.
Oh, I see.
So we invited a lot of Gentiles to come here, too.
Were there any local meeting places? Did you have any local places to go, cafes, political parties? Did you have any local meeting places? No. You didn't have. You didn't go. You didn't have time. How did you meet most of the people during the first 5 years in Pittsburgh? How did you meet them? At work?
Well, mostly at work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No,
were you friendly with any non-Jewish people here? Yes?
Oh, yeah. A lot
did any of these first friends remain lasting friends? Do you still have them?
They're still friends. I can walk down the street and I say, hey, hello, Sam. Hello, Mr. Bigelow.
Oh, very good.
I don't even know who they are. I don't even know who they are.
Wonderful.
I come over to Mr. Bigelow and say, why don't you stop and ask him where the name is?
Did you have family here in Pittsburgh? Yes, you did, didn't you?
I had four more brothers, you know, and they all died. There was one died in 1920, which I can't talk about him. Well, of course, his family is still living, his wife and children. But I had...
You were very close with America,
well,
your family.
I was at one time, but not now anymore.
No.
Well, the reason I say that, because it's time that my daughter was in the hospital, my daughter was sick at home. None of them got to visit.
I can understand that. My
family, all came.
Yes, yes.
Cousins, nieces, nephews.
With whom did you celebrate Seder?
Seder, well, ourselves and the children.
Oh, you had your own Seder.
Yes, children grow up. I know that lived in Cleveland, they lived in Pittsburgh for a while. We get together.
During the first 5 years, did you maintain any contact with people in Europe or other parts of the world?
No.
No, not at all.
Well, we had one sister that was still in Europe, but we didn't get too much correspondence. Once in a while, we got a letter from there.
Are you an American citizen?
Mm-hmm.
How did you acquire your citizenship?
Well, yes.
You went to school?
Yeah.
And you memorized all the questions and answers?
Yeah.
They were something, weren't they? When did you first vote? Can you remember?
What?
When did you first vote?
Oh, what was the 1918.
To what party did you belong? Were you a Democrat or Republican?
Yeah.
Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Were you active in this party?
No,
sir. Not at all. When did you first meet the person that you married and how? How did you meet your wife?
Well, probably I don't remember the country.
Yeah.
They lived in Homestead.
In Homestead?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what date that was when you met your wife? Don't remember.
I can tell you, a lot of things in the memory that you can ask me right now to ask you the same questions I did. My memory is not very good.
How old were you when you were married? At least you know that.
Well, I got married in 1919. I was 22 at that time.
Mm-hmm. You were married in 1919, you were 22. And how old was your wife when you were married?
About 2 years younger.
2 years younger. We were married in 1919,
mm-hmm.
And you were 22. Were you married in this country or in Europe? You're married
no,
here.
No, sure. Couldn't get married in Europe because I came here in 1912.
How long did you know each other before you got married?
About 6 or 8 months.
If your marriage was not prearranged, do you think it would have been prearranged in Europe? Do you think they would have arranged the marriage in Europe? Do you think somebody would have made a match for you in Europe?
No.
Nobody would have made a match?
No, if you were staying in Europe.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Does your mate from the same country in Europe as you? Did she come from the same part of the country?
Well, she comes not the same part of the country. She comes from Russia also, but not from the same part. She also, father and mother was Russian also.
Oh.
It's a different part of Russia.
It wasn't that you married her because she came from Russia, was it?
No.
Did you or any of your friends or family marry non-Jews? Do you have any Gentiles in your family?
No.
No, not at all.
Not
very good.
Not at all.
What was your feeling about it? You didn't want it.
No, I wouldn't. I sure wouldn't. I can't help it. You say. See, because they go to school together.
It seems today that people are getting, young people get have a little trouble getting along with each other today. Did you have any trouble?
No, I don't.
Well, no trouble.
No trouble. I have no trouble.
Getting adjusted to each other at all? First part of your marriage, didn't you have any problems?
No.
Who made the important decisions in the home? Did you? Were you the boss, or did your husband or your wife make the decision?
From the beginning, I was making the boss, and he's the boss. What have I got to say? And I don't care. And I was just a little girl to wish her. What can I do? That's probably she works hard, you know, to take care of the girl, you know.
Was your father the boss in the house?
Europe.
Yes, in Europe.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
What kind of schooling did your children receive? Did
what
they go to
school?
Schooling.
Well,
did all your children go to college?
No. Harold went in the Navy.
Did he go to college? Any of the children go to college?
Yes, he did. He was in the Navy. He went to Bucknell University,
mm-hmm.
University of Pennsylvania. Harold got college.
And how about the two girls?
Well, the one living in Cleveland, she just got his high school.
And the other one?
The other one had very little of it, I see. On account of her, I became a member of the Lord of Shulam because I had two neighbors. One used to take the children.
That's so. Did any of the your children receive any Jewish education? They went to Sunday school?
Went to Sunday school, yeah.
Was there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children?
Oh, sure, the difference.
In what way? The children were raised?
Well, the children are raised today different. You can't.
Raised in the temple? They were raised in the temple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like my oldest grandson got married in Tucson.
Oh.
My daughter's grandson. I went to the wedding. When I got...
Were you having any problems in raising your children which were due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No.
No problems at all.
The fact that Al said he stole a horse at the mistletoe. He came into the Tree of Life. He became a member of the Tree of Life, Al, in order to send the boy to hate us to the mistletoe.